This is tape number 30B, Legal Writing, Reasoning, and Research.
Don't say anything. But that's actually better. It fosters the spirit of we're going to get them. We're going to get the most people to advance to the second round from our section. And even instructors like that because they like to see how many of their people have gotten into the second round as opposed to your people.
I don't see any alternative but to having separate problems in terms of reducing the burden on the library. There just is no other way to deal with that problem. I don't quite understand, Ralph, how you can have different problems and have the students argue across sections, because what we do is we do have our kids argue their problem, but we have three competitions, essentially.
In effect, we have five different problems, and there are five second rounds for each of those, and five final rounds for each of them. And then there are five ultimate winners, which helps us on resumes, the ultimate winners. it's kind of a pain getting judges for all the things, but it works out very well.
Well, the nice things about that, that is something I think you can let the Moot Court Board do. If the Moot Court Board is in place and doing a good job, they are marvelous at scheduling rounds, getting rooms, getting judges.
Any other questions? Well, I thank you all for coming, and if any of you do have suggestions for a program for next year, please either send them to Blaine Chapo at Northwestern or give me a call.
This concludes tape number 30B.